All right. Jennifer Sandler, again, is the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. And Jennifer is going to take us back in time as we celebrate Rock Hill's history, as well as looking towards the future. And good morning to you, friend.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to
you. Thank you. Same to you all.
Does the White Home do anything exciting for St. Patrick's Day? You've got a lot of green all over the place there.
Well, he might not want me to announce this, but Matt Starnes, our event director, today's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so we're going to take him out for a birthday / St. Patrick's Day lunch
today.
Happy birthday to
him. Eat potatoes and cabbage?
Yes,
hopefully not.
Yes, eat cabbage and corned beef today.
Poor guy. I don't think Matt will be
just
doing
get him
that.
What he wants.
I know Matt will.
Just get him what he wants. It's fine. It's fine.
It's his birthday, for sure. So, all right. Other than a lot of green surrounding the historic White Home, which is beautiful year-round, and the green trees are really starting
to pop.
Yeah. I think it's just gorgeous. Drove by there the other day, and you still have the beautiful lights in the trees, mm-hmm. so you're still getting some nighttime use out of those lights as well. But what's going on beyond St. Patrick's Day over there and within the Historic Rock Hill organization?
Well, so as I may have mentioned before, this is our 40th anniversary of Historic Rock Hill. So this year is. So we've got lots of good stuff going on. So we had a volunteer day this past Saturday. So we are moving swiftly into wedding season. So we were doing a lot of sprucing around the White Home. So planting things, cleaning up the garden beds, touching up paint, pressure washing, all sorts of really good stuff to make the White Home look tip-top. Mm. So we're moving into wedding season, and that starts Saturday with our first wedding of the year. So
exciting.
It is exciting, and our calendar is filling up quickly. So if you are interested in having your wedding or an event at the White Home, let us know. But otherwise, so on Historic Rock Hill, so historical side of things. We have the Inside Scoop on Winthrop's architecture tour with Walter Hardin coming up on April 14th. So Walter is great. He's one of our board members and he does a lot for us. So he is amazing. He has an amazing woodworking shop. Mm-hmm. So he helps us around the home. He fixes windows and he fixes, he does all sorts of things. He makes things for us, and he has graciously agreed to take our members on a tour of the Winthrop's campus. So, as you know, he was there for years as facilities manager for years and years, and so he knows all the kind of secret
ins and outs,
and so I'm not allowed to announce the surprises that he has in store, but he has some good stuff up his sleeve. So if you're interested in, you know, taking a beautiful walk around Winthrop's campus, check that out.
With a legend.
Yes. With a legend,
I mean,
absolutely.
Unbelievable and so talented.
And passionate.
Yeah,
yes.
It's great. What a great experience that is. And that's open just for members.
Correct.
Okay, another reason why you should probably become a Historic Rock Hill member,
yes,
if you're not one already, because that tour is fascinating. Mm-hmm. That
it
will be
is.
Great.
We also have our antique car show coming up during Come mm-hmm. See Me. So that is Sunday, April 19th at the White Home. And if you haven't experienced that before, it's really fun. I mean, the antique cars, like the whole grounds of the White Home are filled with beautiful cars that you really can't see anywhere else. So we've got Anderson cars, which, as you all know, were made here in Rock Hill. All sorts of beautiful cars. So we'll have beer and wine for sale. Nothing But Smoke is going to be out serving barbecue. So come and put that on your Come See Me calendar for this year. So that's April 19th. We also have, so keeping with the Rev War theme mm-hmm. of the year, so the 250th, we have a guided tour of Kings Mountain National Military Park coming up on May 8th. So again, that's free for members. Should be a really interesting experience if you haven't been out there. So we're trying to broaden our horizons at Historic Rock Hill and learn about different parts of our local area.
Because their histories will impact our history as well, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, all of our stories are connected here mm-hmm. in this region, as we all are connected. But it is great. So you focus, again, a lot on Rock Hill. But if you could take field trips out to other places mm-hmm. and find out how what happened in that city or in this part of the county impacted us here in Rock Hill, I think it's just perfect. It again, explains why you're learning about the history of the community.
Absolutely.
So, Jennifer, if folks are not members of Historic Rock Hill, I think you've given great examples of why you should be one. What does it entail? How do folks need to get involved, especially since this is a big year for Historic Rock Hill?
And maybe what does it cost?
Yeah, so we have just redone our membership tiers. So we just have two now. We have an individual membership tier, and that's $50. And that gets you into a lot of our historic events for free. And then we have our $100 family membership, and that gets you discounted tickets on the oyster roast, discounted event rentals, and everything else. So that those are our two membership tiers, just to kind of clean it up. We now also have digital membership cards. So if when you become a member, you get access to a reciprocal museum benefits called NARM. And that way you can, when you become a member of Historic Rockhill, you can get into museums all over the country for free. And so now we have our digital membership card, so it just makes it that much easier. So we're moving into the 21st century.
And $100 for a family is taking a family of four to fast food twice.
Absolutely.
Let's just be for real.
No, it's really so true.
It really is.
And this way you get it for a whole year, and you get to take part in some of these member exclusive events in addition to other events as well. And you're just giving back to an organization, again, that is really doing its hardest and the best job to preserve the history of Rock Hill and pass it on to future generations.
Absolutely.
Her name is Jennifer Sandler. She's the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Jennifer.
Yeah. Thank you. Same to you
all. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.